Hey,
Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, America! Woo! How y'all doing today? And I am so excited. I know y'all be like, that girl is excited every Monday. But I'm excited Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday! Yes! We want to say welcome to our Facebook family. Welcome. Welcome to our Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world. We're so excited that God is doing a great thing in the nation concerning the Blog Talk Radio. And not even that, even in our city,
yes.
We go to different places and people are like, I've seen you before. I'm so excited. So I'm just so excited about what God is doing, not only for us here in our media portion, but for you as well. You know, what he's doing in your lives and the lives of your family and your ministries, and I'm just excited. See, that's why I be excited. So God is so good. We want to say good morning to Keith Black. Keith Black is my old school homie back in high school in Ennis, Texas. So we send our shouts out to Ennis, Texas this morning. Good morning, Sarah D. Robinson, daughter of the Most High God. Woo! We're so excited. So listen.
Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning. The 11421.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, New York. We're so excited. We're just grateful for New York. But mostly today, we're so excited for our studio audience. Woo! Who has arrived.
Yes.
They might be more on point than we are, Laura.
Yes.
So I love it because they pillar us, they pray for us, and
they bring
support
us.
Gifts. Yeah,
they bring us brother Jack, the GGs, they bring us gifts.
The GGs are on it this morning. So I know y'all be like, can y'all get to the show? We are. But we just want to acknowledge, you know, you guys for always tuning in every week and just for your love and support. It means so much and it's so needed. So please share these videos because, you know, we just know God is helping us. So we're just trying to help somebody.
And when you're tuning in with us, then we know that you sold out to Jesus.
Come on
like we are, because y'all know this is all to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
That's it. You know,
it's all
not about
for his
us.
Glory.
Yeah.
That's
good morning, glory. Good morning, man of God. We have got to get together. I have not been the same since that last prophecy, sir.
Yes.
Okay? God is so good. And it's just so good to be connected to people who really hear from
Warriors.
God.
Warriors.
Yes. So I want to say this morning, I'm really excited because this is our second taping this coming Saturday at Bronson Media for our new Queendom Talk TV show on the Roku TV. Woo! So we will keep you guys posted for our launch party because we will be having a launch. For our lunch, and guys will be able to tune in to our channel on Roku the 1st of August.
Woo!
So I'm so excited, but I had to get that out there so y'all could know at the front of the show, because when the Holy Ghost moves, you know, that's supernatural.
Yes.
So Laura.
Yes. For this is the day
that the Lord has made.
And we're going to rejoice.
And be glad in it.
Yes.
Woo! So I pray that you guys are really waking up, got your coffee going. We got everything over here. Let's see. We got coffee. We got water, and we got some GG love, the Perrier water with the lime. I'm so excited. Oh, this is orange. What?
Yes.
This is some new flavor. To God be the glory. Thank you, Mr. Jack.
Yes.
I told Mr. Jack yesterday, he has such a father anointing on him.
Yes.
And I've been like, y'all get ready, because we've been petitioning for him to come
and
be part of what we do here, because people need to know who people like that are.
Yes.
All over the world. Yeah. So we just salute him today and his amazing wife and the love that they have. This is so unspeakable. So, Dolly and Mr. Jack, we love you.
Yes,
Thank you so much. So, Laura, would you like to say good morning to your
familia? Yes. Esta mañana, buenos bienvenidos a toda la familia que nos están viendo de Reynosa, México, de donde estén alrededor del mundo. Muchas gracias por estar aquí con nosotros. Y acuérdense que estamos aquí dándole gloria al Rey de los Reyes, al Padre Todopoderoso que es Jesucristo. Y que Dios los bendiga a todos. Y todos somos estudiantes, todos estamos aprendiendo. Muchas bendiciones.
Muchas.
Amén.
That means a lot, America. Great, a lot. I love it, Laura. Thank you so much for your obedience and how you speak the word of God and how you translate it. And it's so needed, you know.
And I share with everybody, we're all students and we're all learning.
And we learn it every day.
Every day.
Like Laura says, we're growing and growing, and then we're knowing and growing.
Yeah.
How do you know?
And
it's
daily walk.
Yeah. You know and you're knower. So today is a great topic, America. We're so excited. But we want to send a shout out to a few of your
I would like
ministry.
To start say a prayer
well,
real
okay.
quick.
All right.
Father, we just give you glory and honor and praise, sweet Abba, sweet Daddy.
Yeah,
we
Lord.
Just thank you this morning, Holy Spirit, and we thank you and we welcome you here, Father, in this place, Father. We thank you for being with each and one of us, with all my family around the world, with all my family here in the studio audience,
yeah,
and with all my family that is tuning in right now, God. Father, we come expecting for your manifestation power to take place in your word, God. Give us new revelation and new understanding in you and your word, Father, so we could be effective, Father, wherever we go. And Father, I thank you that
thank
nothing
you.
Is too hard for you. Continue to do surgery in our heart, Father. And if there's anything in my heart that will hinder this prayer, I ask for forgiveness,
yes,
God. But I thank you for this opportunity being here with my twin sister, daughter of the Most High God,
hallelujah.
Pastor Marlo Mosey,
yeah,
Father,
yeah.
and everyone that's here, Father. We thank you.
Thank
we
you,
love
Lord.
You. We honor you. And blessings to everybody that's watching. Blessings to everybody that will share the video,
hallelujah.
Father, so we could touch lost souls, Father, and there'll be hope for them, just like there is for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name of all names, we pray.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Above all names. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm already look.
Woo! Fire the Holy Spirit. You
woo.
Can feel it up here.
Hallelujah. So we are so excited, Laura.
Yes.
We want to thank God for all the different ministries
yes,
that
yeah,
we're
everyone.
Connected
yes.
to that is pillaring us and
yes.
we pillar them. It's so important that we learn to do that in the body.
Yes.
That we get up underneath people that
yes.
are really sold out for the kingdom and help
yes.
them push their vision. Because what you do for others, God will make happen for you.
Yes.
You know, so it's so important that we have to be, you know,
yes.
and have no hidden agendas. Can I
yes.
say that, America?
No hidden agendas.
Because that has happened so many times. I know that's been a lot of my experience. It's not been my whole experience. It has been a lot. You know, you have to make sure that you really have the heart to of love,
yes.
right, to push those
yes.
people into their next dimension
yes.
of doing life, whether it's ministry, business, whatever it is. They're authors, artists, just, you know, love on them and show
and,
up.
And what's so beautiful that God connects us with many warriors, and there's so many to share right now. What's so beautiful, Pastor Marlo, that I'm learning is that they all have a talents and gifts, and they all have the word of God, and we learn from them.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I learned from you,
and then they learn from us.
Yeah.
And then we, as iron sharpens iron, we're all growing together.
That's right.
To glorify the King of Kings.
And that's why we're going to talk about what we're talking about today.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, I don't really struggle with it, but I'd be like, you know, Lord, do you really want me to talk about that? Because he's like, yeah, because it needs to be talked about in the body of Christ. Because we got to talk about what's really going on, the root of things, so that we can address these things. And it's also, it's like kind of like that Arsenio Hall thing. It's those things that make you go, am I really in that place, or have I dealt with it, or am I going through it, or am I coming out of it? So we just pray that this word will help someone today, because it's really helped us, because these things flare up. So today's topic is the giant of jealousy. America, hello! I love it because, listen, it is a giant. There's so many things in our lives that become giants, and we begin to function, and that's how we become puppets, because we get into a place and it's a behavior that we're doing, and we don't even really know we're doing it because we're so acclimated to the behavior. And then that thing magnifies, and it begins to rest on us, and we begin to do things that we would never do, say things we would never say. It's so important that we're really going to recognize what's going on in the body. So I'm so excited about what God is doing
yes.
in our lives. And we want to say good morning to my beautiful sister-in-law, Janetta Mosey Mitchell, daughter of the Most High, beautiful woman of God. So we're just so excited about what's going to happen today. So
yes.
the giant of jealousy part one.
Yes.
This is part one, America.
Yes.
So listen, this giant is a destructive emotion. It's so destructive, and we're going to take you to the Word of God, where God will show you that this has happened all through the Bible. So it's not just like, just because you maybe not ever see Christ in your heart or your life or whatever. It's happened. It's a spirit that's so defective in, yes, it's so awful to where we get to doing these things and we don't really know the depth of what we're functioning in. So we want to bring awareness today to the body so that we can say, hey, listen, God, if that is in me, we have to kind of get like David. Y'all know David was something else, but he was one thing about him. He was a man after God's own heart. He really was. And he was every day, he was like, create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit in me. We have to make sure we're functioning in the right spirit. So we're going to, you know, Laura, so what's on your heart about that before we go deep into the word?
I love talking to Abba every day, and I'm always asking him, God, if there's anything in my heart that will hinder any prayers or anything that I'm doing, help me, show me, and he will show you.
He will show you.
Trust me. He will show you.
So that's what I love about the he will show you. Can we talk about that? Because here's the deal. You know, that takes us to that scripture when it says, how are you going to take the, you know, the speck out of your eye, and you got, you know, out of their eye, and you got a big log in yours. Well, the first thing I want to say about that is, if you have a log in your eye and you see the speck, before you can even get to them people, you're going to be to knock them out with your log. Hello?
Yeah.
So, you know, we really got to, and I love that teaching about the tree, how it goes all the way down from the pot being on it to the tree, and that's what I love. So let's talk about that. One thing we learned in the teaching this Friday is the tree is not jealous. It's not prejudice. It's like everybody sits on the tree, right? Yeah, Charlie, the birds, the squirrels. the snake even crawled up the tree. And the tree is so awesome to where the tree was so, you know, specific in that topic to where even, of course, Christ was hung on a tree.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, Christ was a carpenter. He worked with the tree. Oh, it's just so deep, that teaching. So that's why y'all can't miss that new wine. Yes. The new wine empowerment to all the way down to the toothpick, right? We use it from the biggest things to the smallest things. We're sitting on some trees right now.
We got
the tree. It's so amazing when you talk about that, but that's not what we're supposed to be talking about. But God said, yes, it is. So I'm so excited about it. But listen, what makes that emotion so dangerous is, it flows in circles and cycles, and we have to learn how to break the cycles. You know, also, it can be a place of an inheritance. I don't know if you know America, but you can also inherit a spirit. You know, that's where we have those curses that are generational. You know, we have to learn that, you know what, that's not my portion. So this stops here in this generation. I love it when the illustration of Jazz, when she had some things going on in her life, and she was saying, you know what, Mom, we're not dealing with that spirit in our family any longer, and it's going to stop here, and it has stopped. You know, so you just have to know that you can have the authority to do what you're called to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Genesis, Laura. Genesis 4:3-8, and we're going to hear what God is saying about this spirit that has become a giant in the lives and the hearts of people.
God's love letter looks like fire.
It's like fire.
La palabra de Dios que es
fuego.
It's moving.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y la palabra en Génesis 4, versos 3 al 8, dice, y aconteció andando el tiempo que Cain trabajó del fruto de la tierra una ofrenda a Jehová, y Abel trajo también de los primogitos de sus ovejas, de los más gordos de ellas. Y miró Jehová con agrado y Abel y a su ofrenda, pero no miró con agrado a Cain y a la ofrenda suya, y se ensañó en gran manera, y decayó su semblante. Entonces Jehová dijo a Cain, ¿por qué te has enseñado y por qué has decaído tu semblante? Si bien hicieras, no serás enlatizado, y no hicieras bien el pecado. Esta es la puerta con todo esto. A ti será su deseo y tu enseñadoras de él. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So, that was in the Spanish version, and we're going to use the English version, and we're in Genesis 4, 3 through 8. And what's so amazing about this word is it's so relatable to us even in this time. And it came to pass, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and offered it unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of the flock, of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. Wow. We got to be mindful, America, how we are coming to God. Because there's a difference here. That's what this is talking about. A lot of times we want to bring the leftovers. Okay, this is really talking about the first fruits. We want to bring in the half over. Okay, the fourth over. Yeah, like Eric said, take a bite of the apple and say, here you go, you can have it, Lord. Who does that? But we have to be mindful that when God is the God of the heart, he knows your heart, you know, and whatever's going on in your heart. So we're going to continue to read this, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect, and Cain was also wroth, and in his countenance fell. Okay, so at this time, he knew that God had favored his brother. So he was downcast, and from that he became, he got emotional. That's why we're saying this is it's a giant in it, but it's an emotional, destructive giant. He got emotional about it, and then and that's why God asked him, why art thou wroth? Which means he was kind of rough and hard. He had, we're talking about the heart. His heart was hardened. And God knows it. He knows when we get hard, a rock in a place, okay? And then he said, and why has thy countenance fallen, which means his whole demeanor was just downcast, okay? If thou dost well, shalt thou not be accepted? This is God asking him a question. And if thou dost not well, sin lies at the door. Hello? And unto thee shall be the desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And this is what's so amazing. And Cain talked with Abel and his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him, all because of Abel's heart toward the father, which was first fruit. So we're talking about this spirit of jealousy. Immediately, now listen, we have to be careful, and we got to be wise in this hour and understand what God is saying to us. This was a brother against brother. So can you imagine the brother that ain't your brother, that is really your brother? Come on, America. And how people, they get upset because of the favor of God on your life. And then, unto death, his own brother kills him. And he goes on to talk about, you know, how it made God so sad, and how actually Abel's blood spoke out to God. This is so deep. And how we have to understand the depth of this teaching, right, Laura?
Yeah.
So, in your experience, what have you learned?
And I didn't read verse 8 in Spanish. Let me read it. Estamos hablando en el libro donde el hermano Cain mató a su hermano. Y dijo Cain a su hermano en el verso 8. Dijo, salgamos al campo. Y aconteció que estando en ellos en el campo, Cain se levantó contra su hermano Abel y lo mató. So ahorita estamos hablando de celos.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I
didn't
read, but I read
that's
it now.
Okay, but listen, that's so true, though. That's what makes it so dangerous. It's really a dangerous spirit that will stir up in your heart, and that's what makes it perverted, because anything, even something that could be nice and clean and sweet, once it twists and turns, that's a spirit of perversion, and it makes it out of its original content. Because all Abel was doing, they were doing the same thing, but they had different hearts. Because Abel's heart was pure. He wanted God to have the best, the first, top-notch, first. And then Abel wanted to bring him everything that was crooked and twisted. And yeah, that's so awful. So with that being said, now he's mad at his brother because of his heart. instead of lining up, because they were brothers. They had same parents. Okay, and I know this is a whole nother dimension, but you know, when you have children that really have the same parents and then they grow up like so opposite, even though they have their own personality, but we have to make sure that we're checking that thing in their hearts and lining them up and ministering to them and making sure that we are being effective in our homes and in our families. Because a lot of times we don't talk about that in the cycles and in the circles of this spirit. So, Laura, share your heart.
Well, I've experienced a lot of that, you know, jealousy, and it's painful because God has blessed for all of us, you know. And even though Cain killed them,
you know,
for jealousy, we could do that when we speak.
With our mouth, yeah.
You know, when God is blessing somebody,
come on now,
and then you start envying that person because of what God is doing instead of rejoicing, you know, it's not good, because I see a lot of that in my walk where, I try to mind my own business 99% of the time. I'm full-time ministry. There's so much work to be done for the kingdom of God, but people are always coming to me saying, this person said that person said about you, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, I don't even know them, you know. And I'm like, but I'm in a place with God where I'm mature. Before, baby Christian people, I would cry, I would go to honk and complain. But now I already know I'm dealing with spirits.
Right.
But what hurts me is that we don't have to be jealous of each other, because God has blessings for all of us.
Yeah.
And if we can rejoice for others, how can God bless us?
That's right.
Because he wants us to have a good heart. And he wants us to be blessed, so then we could be a blessing.
Woo-hoo!
You know, anytime blessed, yeah, really, I want to give away and bless others, you know. But I'm learning that, you know, sometimes,
you gotta know the soil.
I've learned that one the hard way, okay? But I'm learning, though. But so I even have people that I started doing ministry with that come up to me and they're like, man, as they got to know me, you get to know me, you know, I'm learning and growing, and you might not agree on some things, and we might not agree, but we might disagree, but can we still love each other and for each other?
Yeah.
But I had people tell me, man, now that I know you, you're nothing of what people are saying about you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what are people saying about me? Oh, my God. And they're like, and then they don't tell me. And I get to the point where, you know what, forget it. I don't even want to know, because it doesn't matter. And I think about, you know, Joseph, you know, how his brothers.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get that. We're going to get that, Lord. We're going to get that.
But anyway,
I want to say this. It is, what makes it so dangerous is because it is such a issue of disappointment in the body of Christ. It really is. I mean, it's such a big issue. And it's those hidden components of it. The people that lead the church has, hey, girl. Hey, boo. I love you, girl. Hey. Hey, pastor. Hey. And then as soon as you turn, they cut you. And you'd be like, well, where'd that come from? You know, it just sneak up on you, you know. And then you got to be careful, too, Mr. Rooted and Grounded. You got to be careful not to allow that spirit to jump on you.
It will, yeah.
And then you start functioning in a spirit of retaliation over something you never created.
Yeah.
You just being you.
Yeah.
So stay in your grace.
Yes, yeah, stay in your grace.
Stay in your grace and know that that's not your portion. And what helps me, America, is I suddenly and immediately forgive. Because if I don't, that stuff will wallow up in my heart. And then I'll be wanting to, that's why we're trying to tell America, I'll be wanting to slap people in the back of the neck. Okay? Because we got to release that thing immediately and know that it's not about you, and figure out and ask God, get in the face of God and say, what can I do in the right time? Because it's all about the right time.
Yes.
What can I do to be a blessing to those people? Mm-hmm. Because love covers a multitude. It really does. And that's what really brings people into a heart of repentance.
Yes.
The way that you love them in return, the spirit that they come, the giant, I mean, that's a big thing. It's like a lawnmower. It'll plow you down. And I ain't talking about a little push. I'm talking about the big ride. Okay? It will push you down and shred you up and make you put you in a place you never thought you'd go. You know, and that's how we become the puppet. And those people begin to have control over our lives and our hearts and the things we speak. And we have to be mindful that they're not our portion. So I'm just excited about that we're talking about this because it's out here now. We don't talk about it. And I pray that this is helping someone because it's helped me, you know, to know that, especially when God has a serious call, not a serious call, he got a serious call on all of us. But when we answer the call, then he began to equip us. He don't equip you until after you answer. And then the things begin to manifest, and people don't even like you because of the manifestation. That's what happened with Cain and Abel. The favor of God rolls on, you know, rest, rule, and reign in your life, and then people feel some type of way about you. But you know what? We have to learn. We can't get like Abel trying to cut people up, like Laura was saying, with our mouth and talking about them, because that makes us just like them, you know. So I'm just so excited that we're talking about the topic today and the comments getting on
and
it.
And it's like when I see Sister Renee doing outreach with Compassion of Christ, or even Pastor from Martin and Margaret, when they're out there winning souls, and I see, you know, posts they do, I so rejoice with them because I'm like, each one, they're reaching out to many souls in their neighborhood, then bringing hope in their lives.
Right, they are.
Renee also, you know, and Brother James. And because there's souls all around the world, and they're still dying every day, and we must be obedient and be about the Father's business. And so when I see them doing that, it's like, praise God, you know, I rejoice with them. When I see that people gave their hearts to the Lord and now they've got Jesus in their lives, it's like, I rejoice with them because now they have hope and there's going to be transformation and change. And most of all, the one that's going to get glorified is Abba, is our Father. And that's going to be pleasing to him.
Hallelujah.
Anything that we do for his glory is pleasing to our Father. So I want to please him every day.
Amen.
Yeah.
So that's really the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's why we can't get caught up in our emotions, because this is a destructive emotion. And then it becomes a giant in life. And then you don't know how to slay it. Well, the way to slay it with the Holy Ghost, let him rest, rule, and reign in your heart, and then that, you know, it's kind of like, what is that word, how evaporates. Yeah, it's like it just evaporates. So we're going to go to Genesis 25 and 23 and hear what God is saying again about this awful, awful spirit. Hallelujah. Ready, Laura?
Yes, 25, verse 23.
25, 23.
God's love let us
light
fire. Palabra de Dios que es como lumbre, fuego. Holy Spirit continue manifesting our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
You,
y en el libro de Génesis 25, verso 23, dice la palabra de Dios. Y él respondió, Jehová, dos naciones hay en tu seno y dos pueblos serán divididos. De tus extrañas. Él, un pueblo se amaste y el otro pueblo, y el mayor servirá al menor. Gloria a Dios.
Glory. So we're going to read Genesis 25 and 23 in our English sense, the King James in the English version. And the Lord said unto her, this is Sarah, two nations are in thy womb, and two manners of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. So I don't know how you would feel about it, but if God came to me and I had twins in the womb, and he says to me that two nations are going to be born.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, one really going to serve the one and serve the other and not and hate the other, pretty much. So that has been from that time to now, and this was the beginning of Esau and Jacob. So as you read further into the word, you'll know even in the womb, jealousy began. In the womb. Isn't that something? And I believe it was it Jacob that had Esau's heel? He was trying not to get him. He didn't want him to be born first. How did that happen in the womb? Hello, they haven't even entered the earth yet, and it's the process of entering. And then this baby already got a spirit on him, and he ain't even came into the world. But that's why the Word of God says we were conceived in it, conception. We're born in it, and we're gonna die in it. But in the journey, let's just roll with the Holy Ghost, because He is our keeper, and He will keep you. Wow, that's deep, America.
And I was getting remembrance when the very first time I read, you know, when Cain killed Abel, I remember crying and saying, "But why? He was your brother. God has blessings for you too." Like it was sad, and that's right in the beginning when God has shown me 1 Samuel 16:7, where the word says,
yeah.
"God man looks at the outside appearance, God looks at the heart," and that goes back. So that was a heart issue.
Yeah.
This is why you're telling me to hold on to that scripture, so you searching my heart, because there's things there that have to come out, and I remember the very first time I read that story,
and I tried. Even with that, it was a struggle all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, they was stealing from, I mean, the birthright, you know.
Yeah.
It's just been crazy ever since.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that can only happen if we allow it to happen. We got to shake ourselves loose and get him in a place we hear him saying, and not what people are saying. Because people going to talk about you, because you got to remember, America.
No matter what.
Listen, they talked about Jesus all the way to the cross, from the journey to the cross.
I mean
come on now.
Being about the Father's business.
Well, he really died for all of us.
Yes.
He died for them people, too.
Yes.
That was back then.
Yeah.
That was hurting, you know, persecuting
him. He was
just
being the Father that he is.
But it's just amazing that when you hear the stories in the Bible, that is so, it's nothing new under the sun. It talks about that in Ecclesiastes, but when you're seeing these things play out, and it's always impactful when it's happening in your life, you know, when it's happening to you, you'd be like, I'm not understanding, but when it happened to Laura, you should have been understanding then. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, when you're doing life with people, you know, it happens to all of us, some way, form, or fashion, but I think the place of awareness today is it's happening in the ministry, in the body of Christ. It's happening. And we have to, you know, be who we're called to be, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. If we can just focus on waking up every day, that's why I believe, like, we're so excited because we are to be about the Father's business.
Yeah.
And not just that, but to be enjoying it in the journey. And that's why I love what Joyce Meyer teaches, enjoying everyday life. We have to.
And if you do struggle with the spirit of jealousy, because I have.
We all have.
In the past, not no more, because now I know who I am.
That's what we
But
became
I remember reading the book of, I don't know if y'all remember her, Rachel Tears from the Columbine High School, that she got killed. And she had journals, and her mom found the journals under her bed, and they ended up writing a book. It's called Rachel Tears. And I remember her writing down, that was when I was a baby Christian, I was I read her book with the youth, but I remember her writing in her journal saying that she struggled with the spirit of jealousy, because I'm growing to high school, but then she was writing in her journal, God, I know that's not of you, take that jealousy away because I want to please you, and I was like, oh my God, you know, so if you have struggles, write it down, tell God, I mean, he already knows. But that helped her. And you know what? I started writing it down. Whatever struggles I had back then, which was a lot.
Yeah.
I still have some, y'all, but not as many. Okay. Oh, my God. You know, I would write them down. And that's how I started journaling, reading her book about, you know, keep writing your struggles, telling God, you know.
Yeah. It helps you.
And And then because she said, I love you so much, God. I just want to please you in her journals. And I'm like, yes, you know, she's right. Like, yes, sister, you know. So I'm glad I read her book, because right away I learned for God to deal with my heart.
And that spirit too.
Yeah, and that spirit.
Because it's really a spirit.
Yes.
But we magnify it. We feed it. We nurture it. And it grows. And that's how it becomes a giant. in our lives, and then we have to learn how to slay those giants. And the way we do it is stay in the Word of God. You know, get rooted and hear what God is saying, and let Him help you, and then confess your sin too, one to another. You know, and say, hey, I'm struggling in this area. We have to learn to be transparent. You know, as leaders and even just, you know, in memberships and just part of the flock, we have to learn to be that, because the church is a hospital. If you go in there trying to get amongst some perfect people, hello, it's not going to happen, because nobody is perfect. But in Christ, we are perfected every day. You know, and we have to understand that, and that's what makes it, because jealousy travels mostly in circles, America. Yeah. So I'm telling you, the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Yeah. So we're going to talk about, you know, especially in wealthy circles, you got to be mindful. The more you have, oh, my goodness, are you really ready for the wealth? Are you really ready for it? And I pray that the people that are wealthy are hearing what God is saying in this hour, because just remember, the Word of God says in Proverbs that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So we have to know that, and then that's a promise. So for those that are righteous, you know, we have to declare it. I want my stuff. And you can have it, because God says you can. And you just have to line up.
Being right standing with
come
God.
Come on now, and this too shall happen. So the more you have, the more you want. We don't get content. We don't. I believe what helps me, America, is when I wake up, I just feel like, Lord, I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful, because, you know, you don't have to do these things for me, but you do. And I just want to tell you, I thank you, and I'm so grateful. But my most component of that place of being grateful is for being able to do life with people who have the same heart, you know, that you do, and genuinely care about everything that you care about. You know, and when you do that, because a lot of times we try to get out there and get in these circles and get connected to these people that don't have the right heart. And then we find ourselves like the public doing what they do, and we just get miserable. It's a place of selling out for stuff that's gonna, they say, rust and moth. Hello. And you know, y'all have heard it all through your life. You ain't never seen a hearse behind a U-Haul. I mean, a U-Haul behind a hearse. You can't take none of that stuff with you. Nothing.
Yeah.
So we have to be mindful, right, Laura?
Right.
It's just so important that we do. Yeah. We're going to talk about these different circles, you know, but right now we're going to go to Luke 15 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Light fire. Woo!
Okay. That's so true, Laura. So true.
And I know I had it here, but
it's okay.
Okay,
girl. Take your time. I thought we had
every time.
Luke 15 and 25. And this is so amazing.
And remember, when we give you the word, write them down.
Write them down so you
and
can
go study them for yourself.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Right. 15 and 25.
Okay. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. God's love letters that's
like
fire.
Woo!
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra de Dios en San Lucas, el libro 15, verso 25. Y dijo, y su hijo mayor estaba en el campo. Y cuando vino y llegó cerca de la casa, oyó la música y la danza.
Hallelujah. Now, this is Luke 15 and 25. Now it says,
25, yeah. Okay, 25. Yeah.
It says, now his elder son was in the field.
Yes.
And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing.
Música.
So, hello. Hello. So, this is all about the prodigal son. So we focus so much on the story of the prodigal, we worry about the lost one, the prodigal one. But in this instance, we're talking about the giant of jealousy, we're talking about the other son, okay? Who, once he heard, he was kind of glad that the brother left. And, you know, oh, yeah, he was real glad. I'm glad he gone. I hope whatever happened, that's whatever. But the minute he heard, it says, now his eldest son was in the field, the other brother, and he came and drew nigh to the house. He heard music and dancing. So y'all know when y'all coming home, come on now, let's go there. And we hear the music. What's going on? So you see, there's a party. Well, ain't nobody invited me to the party. At my house, we got a party. What we having a party for? And he sees his younger prodigal brother who has returned it to the homies, okay? And the father was so excited because, see, the father never lost hope. We can't lose hope, parents.
No.
He never lost hope, and he already had a plan. He had the ring, cut up the meats, the cast, the gut, whatever he had to cut up.
Yeah,
come on now. It was a serious party, and people were dancing and celebrating the return of the son. But the brother was like, really? You ain't never had me no party. Read it. Go on over there to Luke 15 and read it for yourself. Are you serious? I can't believe all in his daddy say, his daddy's so excited and happy. He done put the ring on the son finger. He done put the stuff on him. Everybody got the servants cooking, the house lit up, the music banging. Come on now. And here he comes. I'm like, really, Dad? So you going to celebrate him? Well, he done went out there. Oh, yeah. Come on now. This is family. This is the jealousy that travels in the personal circle. That's the circle of family. Y'all know that take us back to Cain and Abel. That's a circle of family. Everything starts in the home. Jealousy, love, ministry. But we have to know what spirit that we function in America, and we have to address it and say this will no longer rest, rule, and reign in our home. We're gonna function in a spirit of love and honesty, and we're gonna in a spirit of celebration. We're gonna celebrate today. At some point in our lives, we have to draw the line in the sand. And every instant, y'all know, I don't know if y'all grew up on the dirt roads, but we did. I'm telling my age, that's right. I did turn 25, America, but I've been on the earth 56 years. Yes, and we had some dirt roads.
Yes.
Y'all had some dirt roads, Sally.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So can we talk about it, America?
Yes.
Y'all know when them kids in the neighborhood came up by your house and your hood, I was like, I bet you better not cross this line. And we drew it. But here's the most amazing thing, right, Mr. Jack? This is what's so
this
amazing.
Is my barrio.
Yeah.
Barrio is mine. It's to be barrio.
Yes.
You cross that line.
You're not going to better do that. So what we have to do is we have to remember they can't cross the line, but you can't either. Okay? And I was telling Shauna about this the other day, and what's so amazing, the Holy Spirit took me to when Christ stopped a minute and paused and drew in the sand. We got to take some sand moments.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we was drawing. He was probably talking about me. Okay? Hello? Because he knew I was going to need some help. So, yes. But really, even in that instance, the attack wasn't even about the woman that was caught. It was really trying to set Jesus up. So you have to be careful in this hour. Don't click up with all of that because it's a setup from the pits of hell. Or wherever it came from, okay, because everything don't come from hell. And you have to know, so just send it back to the sender when you rebuke it. You ain't got to send it to hell because you don't know if it came from hell. So you send it back from where it cometh from it. And that is what we have to learn today. We got to be retaught some stuff, America, because we've been taught just that old, same old stuff, you know, and God is doing a new thing in this hour. And he really wants us to get this giant of jealousy out of our lives. He's not just talking to y'all. He's talking to us, too. He was talking to me last night before he's talking to y'all this morning. Okay? And we really got to get serious about
it. Yeah,
right,
and
Laura?
You see it a lot. Even a mighty men of God that God's using in a mighty way, and they're prospering. You hear all these people saying ugly things about them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're going to hear it. And
what?
It's
they
so
just
mean
about the Father's business.
And that's,
but,
when
you
it,
know,
that's when it accelerates.
But that's
even
when
more.
I check myself, Lord, don't let me. You know, that's when, okay, check yourself, Lord.
So you got to know the circle. You have to know it. And it's a cycle, too. And we have to know that we can really break these cycles and have freedom and liberty and love, you know, and walk out our salvation, really. That's what the guys are teaching on, a couple of weeks ago at the men's edition.
Yes.
But you have to be mindful. And the Bible talks about all this stuff was going on even then. But it also goes back to Ecclesiastes. It says there's nothing new under the sun. I'm just blown away with Esau and Jacob in the womb. I'm blown away with that. How are you going to try to stop your brothers? Who, how does that happen? In our infinite mind, we would never understand that. But it happens because it was God breathed. This word, somebody's telling the story. You know, but he began, and the warning came when he told Sarah. He said, listen, this is going to happen. If two nations are going to be birthed. And we're still dealing with that today. 2019, it's going to be 2020. Okay? We're still dealing with that today because of that. So we have to be mindful that, listen, this stuff is real. It's so powerful, and it's really happening in our lives, Laura.
So that
you know, and in our churches.
We need to check ourselves
every
day. Every
day. And this is what we were going to say earlier. You know how we would want to say, Lord, help. I would say, help Janice, Lord. She needs your help. But really, I'm the one. Okay? So we got
to
learn
this.
Yeah, because this is the mirror. So God ain't going to come to me about jazz unless he's coming to me about me first.
Yeah.
He's going to tell me about me. But we do that. We get so caught up. Ooh, they need some help, Lord. You need to help them. But really, we the one that need the help. Because you shouldn't even be worried about that. Okay? Just worry about what you're doing. People be worrying about what you're doing instead of worrying about what they're doing. Supposed to be doing. Just do what God's telling you to do. And then if you feel that the people, y'all hear that feeling, that's an emotion. If you feel that somebody's not doing what God, whatever, that's not even your stuff anyway. But just pray for them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pray for them and ask the Lord to help them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, God is so good. And he gives us chance after chance after what chance after chance after what chance after chance. He gives them to us. And
yeah.
At some point, you know what? I don't want Laura to say, you know what, Marlo, I'm tired of fooling with you. I'm finna go over here with Laura because she's for real.
Woo.
And I'm finna go over here and I'm finna be about her, help her and what she got going on. But she's serious because, see, that's the hard thing. Because you over here playing and I'm not going to be able to do that. Now, when you're serious, I'll come back. I'm not going to leave you, but I'm finna go over here. Yes. So we have to be mindful of that. And you know, you have to really be mindful what circle are you functioning in? And don't allow yourself to get pulled in and just say, you know what, I'm going to pray for y'all, but I'm not going to be able to do that. Learn how to do that. We want to get in these circles of being liked and being popular and being this and being that. And that's, you are, listen, you are God made. God created you the way he created you for his purpose, not the people's purpose. Because when you live life on purpose, all the purpose comes together.
Yeah.
Without a struggle, without a fight, without selling our souls. And yeah, you know, we have to be mindful of that. So, Laura Kelly, help me teach this thing.
Yes,
girl.
Yes, wow. This is
yeah.
Good. Oh, my God, yeah.
So
yeah, and I've seen that in my walk. You know, as you be about the Father's business and you answer the calling and you grow and learn and help others, God opens up doors and favor follows you.
It does.
And then
it does.
And then God uses you, and then you help others, and then when you see others being blessed, you know, it's just...
You rejoice.
You rejoice.
And be glad in it.
Yes.
For real.
Yes.
For real. And really mean that. You
yes.
know? Because
yes.
even if whatever you do, like we were talking about for others, but the big thing is when God sees you, he sees everything. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He's checking us out in New York right now while he's checking us out in Texas all at the same time. He sees everything. So, you know, there's no rotation in God, even though he's omni, he's everywhere.
Yes.
But, there, you know, it's not a turn that you take in the kingdom. Every day is your turn. It really is. And we have to know that, and we got to get excited about it. We got to put some of that junk out of our hearts and say, you know what, I'm done with this.
Yes.
I'm not going to function in that because that is not of God.
Yes.
I want everything that God has for me, because what's for you is for you.
Yes.
That's why I understand why people get caught up in this spirit of a giant of jealousy. That's not even your portion. That's not your stuff. That belongs to that person, and rejoice for that person because it's their season. Now be mindful. Every season is your season, but you have to know what season you're in. Sometimes you're in a season of being quiet. And just be quiet. Yeah. Sometimes you're in a season to just pillar and push people and be in that season.
Yeah.
So get in God's face and say, Lord, I'm like not understanding what my season is. Can you help me, Lord? And he will help you. Ask him. He says, ask, seek, and knock. I'm telling you. That's just what the word of God is saying today. So be mindful of the circles, the power circles of influence. People want the power. But if you get into the word, you're going to get the power. Okay? The Holy Ghost power. And it is like fire. It really is. And once you get that power, you are, wow. You dudamus.
Yes, yes. You have compassion first and foremost. Compassion for God and then souls and family.
It's true. It's true. And be careful. Be careful in the professional site, in the workplace, in the workforce, trying to cut down Angie over here. Okay? So you can get Angie's stuff. Come on, that's what I'm talking about, Elwood. Come on now. Hello. It's not your season to be where Angie is. But you'll get your season and it probably surpasses Angie. Hello. But you got to nurture and mature right where you at. And let God use you even in the workplace.
Yes.
Because we got to be the light of the world that's even in the workplace.
Yeah.
We really do. We really got to get this stuff down and hear what God is saying and say, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Help me, lead me and guide me and show me what to say. What? Ooh, here's my big one. What not to say. Okay?
How to keep it shut.
How to keep it shut, Lord. Yeah. I'm
getting
stuff.
That one. We did that study.
Woo!
In chapel.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm getting it.
It's so true. So we got to be mindful of what we're doing because that's why we got to take those saying moments and draw in the sand. And wait a minute, because you got to hear what God's saying. And I believe that's why Jesus did that. So he's like, okay, how you want me to do this, Lord? Okay, because he was Jesus. He could have did it. But he said, let me hear what the Father is saying about this situation. And it was so amazing how he said, look at her. Those that I see in Casper's. And that was around. Before you know it, before the woman could come out of her weeping, the people was gone. She was like, where they at, Lord? Where they at? Where they at? Yes. I'm so excited about that because that has helped me in whatever spirit that tries to overtake me. Because you got to know, the only spirit I want to overtake me and run me down are the blessings of the Lord, which are rich and add no sorrow, no pain, no jealousy, no drama. They don't do, the spirit of the Lord don't do that. So I'm telling you, America, check yourself today.
Yes.
Get in the word, which is the mirror, and get in the real mirror too.
Yeah. And what's so beautiful with God's love letters is that as if you struggle with the spirit of jealousy or speaking death over people, you know, what God's shown me or what I've seen in my walk, you know, how he perfects us with how we speak and think through his word. Because I remember when I used to struggle with the spirit of jealousy and speaking curses over people that would talk about me.
That's what it leads to.
You know, I would speak death and curses, and now I find scriptures, you know, so he perfects us. The way we speak, talk, and then we speak blessings over people. And I don't wish nobody bad, but I know benches are the Lord's, you know. And but I thank God that he has perfected the way I speak through his love letters. And when I do stumble, whenever I have a thought that's not of him or speak anything that was not of him, I mean, the conviction is so strong that I say, God, forgive me. I bow down to him and I give it to him, you know, because I'm like, there's still something in there, you know, God? But I keep it real with him, okay? It's daily walk. It's a daily walk.
Well, we might as well because he already know anyway.
But I'm thankful. Yeah. I'm thankful that he has perfected my way of thinking and the way I speak because I spend more time with him and I'm getting it and I'm going to get it,
and
y'all.
You know, you're just saying the spirit of revenge. Okay, let's talk about that a minute. Listen, God said, vengeance is mine, not revenge.
Uh-huh.
So you have to, when you are in the Lord, you have to function in a spirit of vengeance because that's what God said.
Yeah.
It's the Lord. It belongs to him. What we do is we get, you know what, I can't believe they said that to me. They ain't seen nothing yet. We get in this countenance of revenge.
Yeah.
And that, whoa, now that takes you way off the radar in the kingdom.
Yes.
And you done rolled over there. Now you might as well have the devil, not the sold out to Jesus, but sold out to Satan on your shirt.
Oh,
because
yes.
at that point, we're in a whole nother dimension. Revenge, wow, that's the depth. That's that real deep root of jealousy and envy.
Yes.
That's too much.
Yeah.
I'm scared to go to bed like that. I don't know about y'all. Because,
yeah.
see, just in case, the Lord said, today is the day, Marlo. That I'm going to holler. We're going to live in the kingdom for real. Crossing over, we're talking about. I do not want to be in the face of God making excuses for my behavior. Especially when we know better. And when we know better, we do better. As people of God. And that's why this is such an amazing teaching. Please share this video today because we're going to do a part two teaching of this. It was just too much to be running over like speed bumps because God is really wanting us to recognize who we are in Him. What are we doing? Our behaviors, how we really, and we do it, and it's such a sneaky spirit. We do it quietly. We sit in the church and we rock with the choir and we do these things, and then in the face of the people, and whether we're in the workplace, hey, how you doing? Loving on the people, but you really ain't loving the people. As soon as they go into the restroom, you speaking death. Is that what?
Yes.
You're speaking death over them with your word curses, and you cursing the people of God, and that's so dangerous.
That's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yes. He says that. That's what he was just saying. That touch not my anointing. You don't know who God is using. You don't know who He's appointed in this hour to do what He's called to do. We never know who we're entertaining.
Yes.
If we're entertaining angels or devils.
Yes.
We have to be, you just line up and be where you're supposed to be. And I'm telling you, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. And He says that you profess His name and the demons will flee. They will leave you alone. But you have to take authority in who you are and say, you know what? Today is the day that I'm drawing the line in the sand, Lord. I'm going to hear what you're saying. I'm not going to function in that spirit because it has become a giant in my life, and I want to slay this giant. Yes, and that's how you do it. So we just pray today, America, that this word has been effective in your hearts today and that, you know, that you would reconsider where you are, you know, and say, Lord, I want more of you. I want to be who you're calling me to be. And I want to be free from this giant. You know, I don't want to have this ruling over my life anymore. Because the men were on the show yesterday. Go back and watch the men's edition. They were talking about, you're going to serve two masters, one. You're going to hate one and love the other.
Yeah.
You're going to serve somebody. So let's be a servant of the Most High God. Because time is running down and the King is coming. He's on his way back really soon, and we got to get this right, you know. So we just want to encourage the body of Christ and the believers and the non-believers that we would all learn that it's all about what we believe, you know.
And we're speaking to ourselves, okay?
Yeah, almost definitely.
We're starting with us because we've done it. I know I've done it. So I'm checking myself.
So,
Jazz,
I want to tell you this morning, obviously, you know, that's why we have to yield to the Spirit. We know that this is our blog radio show, and we thank God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners.
Yes, thank you.
But a lot of times when the Holy Spirit is moving, we cannot even go to commercial. Sometimes I want to, you know, because that's the protocol of radio. But this is a perfect service announcement. The giant. We got 90 seconds. How about that, America? So I just thank God for who He is, Laura. So you want to pray for the people of God today?
Yes. Father, we just thank you for all the familia that has tuned in and they're watching us and listening to us, Holy Spirit, and our audience, God. I pray, God, that I thank you for you never leave us or forsake us, and that we're all learning and growing, and help us all, God, every one of us, God, help us, Father, to be more like you, Father, to be obedient, to love, Father, because that's the greatest commandment of all is love, God.
Hallelujah.
And as we love you, God, I want us all to please you, God. And if we please you, God, then you will release everything you have for all of us, for there's a lot of work to be done in the kingdom, Father, for your kingdom come, your will
Hallelujah.
Being done, God. But I thank you that nothing is too hard for you, God. I pray that you do bless all my familia. Bless us all, Father. It's more wisdom and more of you. More of you, more wisdom, God, than I know anything and everything will follow. So I thank you. We come expecting, God, and believing, Father, for you to be glorified, my King, our King. We love you. We honor you. We worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. And anybody watching that doesn't know you as Lord, Savior, Father, I pray that it will cry out right now to you and just say, Jesus, come into my heart, Father, and that you will manifest and you will speak to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We love you. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Thank you for tuning in, our Blog Talk listeners. We love you, and we will see you next Tuesday. But stay tuned for the God Encounters on Friday.
Yes.
Pastor Rick Pope, he and his team, they are back from Uganda, Africa.
Yes.
We can't wait to hear the testimonies with him and Pastor Eric and Crosswalk Church and all those people. So we just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We thank you, Facebook family,
thank you
for
so
tuning
much.
In and being in conversation
pray
with
for us.
Pray
for us. We pray for you.
Yes. And mostly thank you to our studio audience.
Yes. Woo. Studio audience.
Woo. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm scared to turn my phone on, America. It might do something. It's crazy. Okay.
Love
you. So thank you guys and tune in on Monday for the Morning at the Mansion.
We love you.
Men's Edition with Brother Edward Sawarski and Pastor Bobby McCann. Woo! See you guys next week.